Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And joining us now on the line is Shannon Bream. Good morning, Shannon. Good to have you here. You were covering the confirmation hearings for Judge Neil Gorsuch yesterday. Before we start, let me play a little bit of what he had to say.
When I put on the robe, I'm also reminded that under our Constitution, it's for this body, the people's representatives, to make new laws, for the executive to ensure those laws are faithfully executed, and for neutral and independent judges to apply the law in the people's disputes.
Joining us now on the line, as I said, is Fox News Chief Legal Correspondent Shannon Bream. Good morning to you, Shannon.
Good morning, Brian and Mary.
It's good to have you on, Shannon. So you were there yesterday, and this was just the opening statement day where everybody got to sort of lay down a marker of the things they want to explore, and we got to hear for the first time from Neil Gorsuch in a public hearing. How do you think it went for the president's nominee?
You know what? He was very good-natured yesterday. He seemed very relaxed when he came in. There was that swarm of photographers when he sat down. You know, they get the shot always from their perspective looking forward at them. And it went on and on and on for so long that he sort of was chuckling and threw his hands up. I mean, he seemed like, you know, he was ready for this process. And, you know, he had to sit through speeches from all 20 of the Senate Judiciary members. And many of them, their criticism had nothing to do with him. It was how much they don't like the current president. So, you know, he sat there and took his lumps. And today he'll be able to speak with them, to respond to their questions, defend himself if necessary, and we'll see.
Shannon, who do you think is going to be his biggest critic?
Ah, that's tough. I mean, Dianne Feinstein obviously has a very strong voice and has been, you know, a very strong pushback on this whole process. She, as well as a number of the Democrats yesterday, and Senator Leahy, I would say, was also very strong on this point. They're very upset that the president's nominee, President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, never got to this point, never got this chance. And so even though they may feel one way or another about Judge Gorsuch and his qualifications, they're still hammering this point to the Republicans, sort of, we owe you. You know, you didn't even let the last guy get to this point. Don't think we're going to make it easy for this guy.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Dianne Feinstein from yesterday. Here it is.
I am concerned when I hear that Judge Gorsuch is an originalist and a strict constructionist. Suffice it to say, and I conclude, the issues we are examining today are consequential. There is no appointment that is more pivotal to the court than this one.
There it is. She's sort of laying out there her concerns about whether or not he is a strict constructionist, which he pretty much admits that he is, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's all about the text, just like Justice Scalia was. He, you know, stated yesterday, as he has many times, that his job is to interpret what the words of the law say, not to add them, not to subtract them, replace them. You're stuck with what you get. And he said, no judge should ever be looking to the end result. And he said, any judge who is happy with the outcome of every case they ever decided isn't a good judge, because if you're truly sticking to the words of the law, your personal beliefs should never enter into your decision. So you're going to like some end results and not like some end results, but you'll always know that you were faithful to the text. That is his philosophy.
I guess the major concern that a lot of Democrats have is they feel like the former nominee put forward by President Obama didn't get a fair shake. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, how far can that actually be carried in this confirmation hearing? Once you say it, what else is there to say?
Well, they could get to the F word, which is the filibuster.
Yeah.
And that's the big worry on the Hill. And I hear from a number of folks on both the Republican and Democrat side, they don't want the nuclear option used, where for now, to get a Supreme Court nominee moving forward, it takes 60 votes in the Senate. As you know, Harry Reid, 3 or 4 years ago, blew up the rules, used the nuclear option. So lower level court nominees and other nominees can get through with just 51 votes, but they agreed not to do it for the Supreme Court. People feel like it's just too important. But when pressed on this issue just last week, Senator Blumenthal, of course, a Democrat, said, if we have to filibuster, we will. We've heard it from other Democrats on the Hill, but you've also heard Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say, Judge Gorsuch is getting confirmed one way or another, and you can interpret that however you want.
And do you think that, though, that Democrats will use that political cachet to filibuster, or are they going to wait?
You know, it's possible, although a lot of people say, listen, this is not the guy you want to filibuster. He really, you know, Columbia, Harvard, Oxford, very well respected. The highest rating from the American Bar Association, which is not a conservative organization. You know, save it for somebody you really find truly, truly objectionable, and not this guy. So it's possible they keep their powder dry on this. Listen, we have other justices who are nearing 80 or beyond 80, and it's possible this president will get other possible nominations. So maybe you save it for somebody that you find really does have significant flaws and problems. Not somebody who, across the board, most people agree is eminently qualified, though you may not like where you think he's coming from personally.
You know, I think, having covered a few of these in my day, I was struck yesterday. I'd forgotten how long this process takes from the time a nomination is made until the confirmation vote is taken. Some people are talking about this thing taking maybe another month or two.
Yeah, because I don't think the Senate vote is going to happen. I mean, the Senate committee vote is going to happen until April 3rd, I think, is their plan. So the hearings will go through, we think, Thursday this week. As always, you know, they can have follow-up questions, the nominee can submit additional answers, that kind of thing. It looks like the vote for the committee will be April 3rd. And something interesting is that even if the committee voted him down, which we don't imagine they will because Republicans outnumber Democrats here, but even if the committee voted him down, they still have to always report this nomination to the Senate floor. So it gets to a vote one way or the other, even if the committee doesn't like him. And so that's when the real test is going to come. You know, Majority Leader McConnell has said that he wants to get this to a vote by mid-April. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to work on seeing if they can win over 8 Democrats to avoid the filibuster. And already there are 2 or 3 Democrats who have stepped forward to say, listen, I think this guy should get to a vote whether we like him or not. Elections have consequences.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Shannon Bream, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, even though I'm on assignment in New York most of the time now, I still listen to you guys on my iHeartRadio app every morning
Shannon.
So I can stay in tune with what's going on in D.C. You're the best.
Thank you, Shannon. And we also have a WMAL app, too.
That's right. And listen, I can't tell you how much that means to me, Shannon.
Thank you
so much.
I start my mornings with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Shannon Bream from your Fox News channel, Fox News Chief Legal Correspondent.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.